I'm here today, unfortunately, because I was terminated based on retaliation. There was a very serious complaint that I investigated that involved one of the directors of the city of Toledo. I probable caused that case, and as a result, I was fired because I was not going to change my ruling. That case, there was a probable cause from my office. Also, it was three probable causes from the Civil Rights Commission. I am sure that the Civil Rights Commission is watching the proceedings today. It's very unfortunate that we have a mayor that has decided not to support affirmative action. He has decided to penalize those who want to come to the affirmative action office, and that's the most dangerous part of the situation. You know, it's very unfortunate that in 2007 we're rolling back civil rights in Toledo. It's very important that people stand against injustices. Injustices are certainly occurring on the 22nd floor, and the mayor of the city is running 22nd floor like a plantation.
Absolutely.
I am suggesting that if we don't get past this problem and if there's no firm action taken by city council, that the citizens in this community should ask that the mayor be removed from office. We cannot have a mayor that is strong against people of color, that he is not supportive of the disabled and other groups that are disenfranchised, and it would be a disservice of the city for him to continue as mayor if he continues the attitudes that he has today.
That's right.
If he allows you back into the position.
Berlin, are you calling the mayor racist?
Yes. I am calling the mayor
Yes.
racist.
The police department, too.